reminder that the preseason release went out at 10 a.m. If you did not get that, it is also on CASports.com and our social media accounts, CAA Sports on Facebook and Instagram, and CAA Basketball on Twitter. We'll also send out a recording of today's events at the end of the day. We'll join in just a few moments by the Tigers.
About time, Miles, you get some entertaining people on these calls. Some of these other guys a little boring, I thought. And sometimes, Miles, as much I like you, can be a little boring too. So I'm glad to have me and Tyler on there, spice it up a little bit.
Well, I was debating whether you should go before or after a break, and then I was like, we're not going to get a break if I put you before the break. So people need a little coffee break for a few minutes.
Good decision. Good to
All
see.
right, we are joined by the Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry and Tyler Tejada, as they join us from Maryland this morning. And Pat, just talking about preseason expectations, what it means, what it doesn't mean.
Yeah, I mean, we told our guys yesterday that look, we're embracing the expectations. I'm really honored, and I don't say that as a cliche, that I've got really good players from great families that are good people that wanted to come back here. And we've got an awesome staff. So, I'm enjoying that. What does expect, preseason mean? I don't know. We got to get better, right? But we do have a chance to prove people right. Last year we told them we're going to prove them wrong. So, yeah, I get, it's great. I'm happy for our guys, but they understand, starting with this guy here, that we've got to get to work and continue to get better.
Tyler, for you in your first year, just what you were able to grow, how you were able to grow as a basketball player, and then how you can take that into this year.
Like throughout my freshman year, it was a lot of ups, a lot of downs. But I think how I grew as a player was more like the mental side, like learning the game more, like learning different like concepts and matchups of playing. And I could take that into my sophomore year now by like knowing more what to expect and how to like get through like certain downs and how to handle ups better too.
Gonna get to questions here and start with Brian.
Pat, good morning. I know you're up late watching former Red Sox Mookie Betts drive in a bunch of runs last night, but getting on to basketball, how has your offensive kind of approach evolved over the years? And how will it be different this year without a guy that you threw the ball into in Charles Thompson, who kind of you ran things through the last couple of years?
Yeah, good question. Obviously, that's the key for us too. Is we've got a the before last year we had three really good offensive seasons. I'm not counting COVID. This group will be played a little faster and a lot more positionless. I think that fits our skill level. About 4 or 5 years ago now, we tried to make a shift offensively. We did a lot of studied a lot of Davidson and Tennessee, and I always thought Matt Matheny did a really good job at Elon offensively, and maybe just didn't have as good of players as everyone else, so we'd stole some things from them. But we will continue to screen off the ball and at times post it, but you'll see a lot more positionless this year, Brian. Tyler could handle the ball. Tyler could be on the block. Tyler could come off screens. We've got quite a few guys, I think, that we're able to do that with.
And this one's for Tyler. Tyler, like, how many times in the average practice does Coach Scarry say the word rebound?
A lot more times I probably could count on both of my hands.
Trevor.
Yeah, Brian previously mentioned Thompson. You first time in a long time you haven't had Charles Thompson around, and obviously what he brought physicality wise and to what you guys' identity has been. How has his loss kind of changed the way you viewed the way this team's going to be physically, and just as an offensive rebounding team that you've excelled at in recent years?
Yeah, we fully expect that we're going to rebound the ball at a high level. That's in our DNA. We're certainly going to miss Charlie, and we cannot replace Charlie. He's as good a leader and worker as I've ever been around on a daily basis. I do believe that, because he's still really close with these guys, that he set a standard for these guys, and they know what needs to be done. And a lot of them have taken, including Tyler, things from Charles and have put that into our practice and our workouts every day since the summer. I don't want to say this is a player-led organization, because you got to coach your guys and put them on a roadmap, but these guys understand about working. This has been the best group I've had in the off season as far as putting the time in outside of practice.
Thank you, Coach.
Jerry.
Hey Pat, that was ice cold by Brian there. But you guys had to pay a good price to get Connor Wong, so it all worked out. Yeah, this is obvious question, obviously, but how much easier, I don't know if easier is the right word, but how much easier is the off season, the preseason, when you've got so many guys back in a position that not a lot of teams are in these days?
Jerry, I'm glad the Mets are still alive. I know you're happy about that, and I want to make sure I mention that.
For nine more innings.
So 9 more innings. I think we're further along, and so I know we are actually, and compared to a year ago. But it's just, like I said, I really appreciate the players and their families and their staff for believing in what we try to do here at Towson. I don't, we're not going to coach them differently per se, because we've got a job to do and they have goals they want to reach. But it's it's a big thing to me, like evaluating the type of guy we have. And like, I'm not just saying this because Tyler's here. The one of the things that makes Tyler really good is you can coach Tyler. He's got an amazing mom and family around him. And even though, he's gotten some recognition and he has a bright future, he knows every day you're coach him, he allows you to coach him. So if our guys continue to do that, then we have a chance to have a successful year.
Thanks, man.
Dylan.
Morning, Coach. It's been now 2 times in the past couple of years that you've brought a bunch of guys back and been ranked at the top of the conference as a result. Talk about the kind of culture that creates that level of continuity over the offseason.
Yeah, that's the buzzword, culture, right? You know what we talk about all the time, Dylan, is we try to form good habits. And I think if you can get players that the type of guys you get, if they can and they form good habits, and we try to dominate their day with a routine, that if we have habits, then our culture will be pretty good, right? Talent is certainly a baseline in anything we do, and we've got talented guys like Tyler here, but we try to help guys form good habits. And you hope guys appreciate what you do for them. This is a big day for our program. I've been here a while now. I know what it's like to, where I was 1-31, and I was thinking about Coach Thomas down at Hampton. They lost an exhibition game last night. I lost an exhibition game to a Division II team my first year. And then tonight, we're going to honor our record-setting team. They're going into our Hall of Fame here at Towson. And then Jarrell Bennehman, arguably, at least as of today, the most impactful player in school history, is going into our Hall of Fame. So you don't take any of that stuff for granted. And I'm not taking anything for granted as far as how good of players I have and type of guys they are.
Brian.
I was sorry, I didn't put my hand down. It's kind of like I was back in class.
No worries. Pat, for you, just looking at the expect we talk about the expectations and the opportunities for this team this year, and just the way you've scheduled and some of these games, the neutral site opportunities. Going to South Carolina, a home game against a JMU team that had an exciting March last year. How does that all come together, and how does that help you going into January?
Well, we've always really tried to play challenging non-conference schedules. I think that's one, it gets us ready. I mean, right off the bat, we got to go down to Trask and then to Charleston, where they, I'm sure, will be greeted with a very kind audience when we go down there. So we've got to get ready for those type of environments. And our guys want to play good teams. I think for me, what's allowed us to schedule aggressively, when you lose 31 games your first year, as a head coach like I did, at that point you're so far below 500 that you don't know if you're ever going to make it to the Mendoza line. So you get a little bit fearless and saying, "Hey, what gets our guys ready?" But I always thought back when I was an assistant at William and Mary a long time ago. I believe the greatest coach in the history of the CAA was Jerry Wainwright, and still is. And he just played an unbelievably difficult non-conference schedule, and that's why they work tough out every year.
Tyler, for you, just, the guys, we talked a lot about the guys who are coming back, but maybe talk a little bit about what you've seen from your teammates who are new to the program this year.
A lot of growth, Abdu, Chike, and Caleb, they've since the first day, they've just been improving every single day, and I know that they're gonna help elevate us and make us better.
Pat, Tyler, starting this. Pat, I think you have something to.
Yeah,
Are you?
keep your eye on Mbaya. Keep your eye on Caleb Mbaya.
Well, we'll get to see Towson in action. They open the season opening night, a 10 p.m. Eastern start against St. Mary's. Very thankful for the coffee maker for that one as the Tigers tip off their season out late on the West Coast. Good luck to you guys this season. Looking forward to the year ahead.
Thank you.